to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope here in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And wow, am I excited. Two saints. I mean, I just like to get close to them for the holiness, you know, the rub off on me. But Ken and Kathy Clark. And how long have you guys been married? Let's get that right now.
51 years.
Oh, praise the Lord. 51 years. God bless you. They are amazing ministers for Jesus Christ and for the pro-life movement. And we're going to be talking about Heartbeat International, and they've had a little bit of experience there. Kathy Clark was a board member for 13 years, so just a little bit of experience. Ken Clark for 9 years, but he was the chairman of the board for Heartbeat International, this amazing organization. And we're talking in this day and age where the controversy is just continues to escalate, in my opinion. And I guess before I talk about Heartbeat International, I just have to say something that's on my heart. And I'm just praying right now for the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us all and to guide me and what I'm about to say here. And that is my daughter lives in New York.
Right.
And there's something that happened in New York that for me as a Catholic is so horrific. Would you like to explain what happened in New York to our audience?
Well, in New York, you know, they basically passed a law that says that you can have an abortion right up to the baby's in the birth canal. It is horrific, just what you said. It is horrific. It's hard to understand how someone cannot understand that it is a baby, you know, in the womb and that you're killing a baby.
The piece to that, I guess, is that they have now said that if the baby comes out alive, that it has no protection, that it's between the mother and the doctor as to what will happen. But the ultimate decision is the mother's.
And so what happened in the Newark legislation? What happened? They were screaming and yelling and cheering and just going crazy. The governor, everyone was just going crazy, applauding. This is wonderful that we are able to kill our children right up to the very moment of birth, full term, you know. And this is something, my brothers and sisters, as Catholics, you're listening right now to this show, and the Holy Spirit has allowed you and given you the grace to listen to this show. And there's a very important comment that I'm going to give you, and I know it's from the Holy Spirit. If not you, then who? If not you, then who? If not you, to make a difference, to defend the unborn, to defend life, then who? Sitting on the sidelines is not a solution. And for the two of you, you have spent your life, defending the unborn. Why is that so important as we as Catholics, Kathy?
Well, one thing I think I would start off with saying is that every child, every baby is made in the image of God. And the biggest hater of God is the devil. And so to me, and to have them cheering and being so happy that innocent lives were going to be lost
is unbelievable.
It's actually
right?
Unbelievable.
And since Roe versus Wade, is it 65 million? I hear different numbers, but
it's a hard number to track down, but I would say at least 61 million.
At least 61 million lives have been lost in the United States alone.
Well, Deacon Steve, there's an interesting statistic that Kathy put together, or she read it somewhere, that about if you remained silent for 1 minute for every aborted baby, how long would you remain silent?
Yeah. Well, every year contains 525,949 minutes. So if we were to observe just 1 minute of silence for each baby that has been aborted, there would be total and complete silence for over 116 years. And that's every day.
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
Hour.
My brothers and sisters, we have responsibility. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is out of Acts 20:25, when Paul says, "No one can put their blood at my doorstep, because I never shrank from proclaiming the truth about Jesus crucified." the point can also be made that when you stand and fight for the unborn, when you fight for life, no one can put their blood at your doorstep because you're doing what you can, but so many of us are silent. And the other factor is many of the listeners right now, I know, are saying, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm supporting women and what, 50% of Catholics support abortion, something like that?
Hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine, you know, because it's one of the most important things we can do as Catholics is fight, pray for the unborn and support pro-life. Tell us about Heartbeat International and how you got involved. And actually, how did you get involved with the pro-life movement even before Heartbeat?
Well, I would say for me personally, I was when Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973, it was just something that happened. And it didn't, I knew I wouldn't have an abortion, but it didn't really affect me at that moment. And that was until our daughter was born. And one night, as I was flipping through channels on the TV station, they showed pictures of aborted babies that had been burned by saline solution. So I'm nursing a baby that we love more than life itself. And I looked at those babies and I thought the only difference between that and this baby is that we loved her. We loved her when we found out we were pregnant and we just loved her into life. That was the beginning for me.
Amen.
And I am in a prayer group with other Catholic men. And one of the men had gone to a Marian conference and he came back and announced to the group, there were only three of us, we are going to open a pregnancy center. And, you know, I always pray that God puts me in a position to do his will. But then I have a second prayer that God gives me the strength and the courage to say yes to that.
Amen.
Because at that time I said, do you know how much work that's going to be to open a pregnancy center? And he looked right at me and said, no, I don't.
And actually, I don't even care because I'll do what it takes.
Exactly.
Right?
That was exactly it. So we opened a pregnancy center, the three couples now.
Wow.
Kathy was the executive director of the center. And she's actually got a pretty interesting story to tell about the very first person that she counseled.
All right. Let's hear it.
Well, the very first person that I counseled came in, and I thought we had a pretty good conversation. She left undecided, but I knew that I had made a difference, or I felt like I had made a difference. Subsequent to that, I called her several times, and she didn't answer the phone. And Ken and I were just getting ready to go on a trip, so right before we boarded the plane, I called her one last time. And at that time, she said, you're too late. The baby's gone. I aborted the baby, and don't ever call me again. And it was then that I realized that just having a good heart and wanting to make a difference wasn't enough, that we had to be trained in how to reach women one-on-one.
And that's so important, my brothers and sisters, that we pray, that we try to get training as we communicate with those that are considering having an abortion. But the reality, the statistics are that the number of women that have had abortions within the Catholic Church, perhaps listening right now on this radio program, is about the same as the general population, I believe, right? The reality is, if you have had an abortion, your life is not over. You have that pain, you have that suffering, but your life is not over. What message do you guys have for women who have had abortions?
Well, I would ask and think the best thing to do would be to seek healing from an abortion. And there are many, many good post-abortive resources. But just your heartbeat, you could actually find a post-abortion ministry.
Praise God. Praise God. And you get Heartbeat just through the internet, right? Heartbeat International.
You can actually get Heartbeat, you know, through an 800 number, and it's 800-712-HELP.
And awesome.
Help is 4357. But 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, help.
So 800-712-HELP or 4357.
Correct.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
You will get somebody at that number, and they can get you to the right place to get you healing, you know, for, you know, an abortion, if you've had an abortion. Nothing beats seeing a priest and confessing to a priest and having the priest heal you. God can heal you. I mean, as much as it seems bad, God can heal you.
So we just did a seminar last Saturday in Rancho Cucamonga and Church of St. Peter and St. Paul. Give them a shout out. And I had a woman come up to me afterwards to say that, guess what? I had an abortion and no one knows about it, but I really need to go public. So that is also an important message. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think really sometimes it can go one of two ways. Either it touches their heart and it brings them closer to God and to the pro-life movement. But then I think there's so many people out there too that use it as a form of birth control, and their soul just becomes more deadened and more deadened and more deadened. But for the people that understand, that want forgiveness and healing, we know it's there.
Well, there is a group through Priests for Life called Silent No More, I believe it is, through Priests for Life out of New York, that have women who have finally said, you know, I will be silent no more. I want to tell people what I went through when I went through the abortion. And I think it's a wonderful organization. I think it's touched a lot of people.
Amen. It makes such a big difference. Now, running a pregnancy center is very, very difficult. What was some of the problems that you guys had?
Well, the first problem we found out we had was that we weren't trained well enough.
Well, and that's really where Heartbeat came in. Heartbeat does the training, both for the volunteers, you know, for the board, for the executive director. That Heartbeat entered it when Kathy said, after the first person had an abortion, I can quit. I'm not supposed to do this. But instead she said, I'm going to go get trained so I know I said the right things to, you know, a young lady who comes in here. And that's where we got in touch with Heartbeat. And that's one of the things they do to offer that training. And that's one of the things that helped us at the center when we first opened it.
And everyone can be trained, whoever wants to be trained, to really understand how to communicate for those. And we all come in contact with women that are considering not keeping their baby and having an abortion. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about the pro-life movement and Heartbeat International.
This is John Romero, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts, great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org.
Are you looking for relevant ways to respond to modern cultural challenges like gender ideology, the Me Too movement, feminism, and the constant masculine critique? This is Timory Millington. Listen to my show, Trending with Timory, as I'm joined by regular guests who defend what the Catholic Church teaches about sexuality and family. Join me Sunday afternoons on Relevant Radio or catch all the episodes at radiotrending.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Powered by the Spirit. And we're talking about pro-life and Heartbeat International with two incredible people that I just love being around. I have to say, when I'm around you, it's a great day. My definition of a great day is to be around Ken and Kathy Clark. They're both evangelists for Jesus Christ, evangelists for the pro-life movement. Both have been involved on the board for a combined total of 22 years. And Ken was the chairman of the board of Heartbeat International. And when we talk about the pro-life movement, we talk about abortions, you know, it's not just a U.S. problem, it's an international problem. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it definitely is an international problem. More abortions are overwhelming, the number of abortions performed in countries other than the United States. Now, we certainly have a problem here in the United States, but the problem is worldwide. And Heartbeat International, we have affiliates in 50 different countries. And just as we said earlier, that Heartbeat supplies the training, you know, for those people. We send people to these countries to help train them at pregnancy centers and pregnancy clinics in these other countries. In fact, in Italy, we have over 400 affiliates that all came on, and they use a similar system to what we do with the 800 number that we mentioned earlier. And truly, to the listeners out there, everybody at some point is affected by abortion or somebody who wants to have an abortion. And remembering the number to call to get help at 800-712-HELP, or 712-4357, you know, is the one thing that people listening today, you know, remembering the number of this is where you can go to get help if someone that you know, you know, is in a crisis pregnancy.
And this is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
7 days a week, Christmas Day.
365. So my brothers and sisters, again, 800-712-4357 or 712-HELP is a great number. Now, I want to focus on the men for a second because they're part of the equation too. And so many men, maybe they feel helpless. They obviously were part of what happened and they're sitting there going, wow, my girlfriend, whoever it might be, is someone who is considering abortion, and I don't know what to do. I'm frozen. I'm paralyzed. But men also can call that number, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, they can. In fact, you made me think of a story as you were saying
that. Please.
I was at a heartbeat conference. We were through with the meeting that we were having. Kathy was still talking inside. I walked out in the hallway waiting for her, saying, why is she taking so long and what's going on, and being very impatient with all of it. And then one of the workers who was waiting to get into the room comes up to me and asks me, are you with that organization? And he starts telling me about how he took his girlfriend for an abortion 30 years ago.
Ah.
And he was still troubled by it. He said, it was my son that we aborted. Mm. And, you know, he, as the father, was having a hard time. He didn't marry the lady. He said, we broke up right after that. And abortion affects men, maybe not to the same degree that it does women, but it affects men. And men, the fathers of those babies that are aborted, in a lot of cases, they need to get help too.
It's a deep wound.
I was just thinking it can affect the men for the rest of their lives and being able to be a good dad for
Amen.
The rest of their lives.
Amen.
Just like it can often affect a mom being able to be a good mom.
And you see this certainly in TV, movies, and so forth, but I know it happens in reality where the male may say things like, well, I'll support whatever you want me to do, whatever you want to do, rather. And that's not the right answer. That's not the right answer. Ken, your thoughts on that?
Well, it definitely isn't the right answer. You said it earlier in the fact that all of us need to speak up, you know, and that includes, you know, the father of an unborn baby, that everybody can do their part in changing people's attitudes. You know, even if the law doesn't change, you know, we can change the attitude of people just by praying for them, by talking with them. And I'll go back to what I've said. Lord, put me in a position to do your will, and then give me the strength to do it, just like talking to that worker at that hotel. God knew I was supposed to go out there and talk to that guy.
Amen. 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 Kathy, so many times we hear over and over and over again, because I've been on various boards, pro-life boards and so forth, and being in clinics and so forth, and listening to what the women have to say, or certainly the couples have to say. And they say things like, first of all, my parents, I don't want them to find out.
Right.
They say things like, there is no possible way we can afford to have a child.
Yeah.
And the financial piece comes up over and over and over again about, we can't afford it. I have no idea where the baby would live, and it just would be a disaster. It just feels easier to have the abortion. Is kind of the lie of the devil. It's the lie of the devil. Your thoughts when someone's saying that, you know, we just can't afford it financially and so forth, and it just doesn't fit.
Well, what I can tell you is that I have never talked with a mother who was pregnant that was not happy she went ahead and had the child.
Amen.
I've talked
Amen.
To many that regret a decision that at the time they thought would bring them freedom, and instead it's just becomes a big, big burden.
My brothers and sisters, how big is your God? Is this not the God that says, with me all things are possible? Is this not the God that says, give me your burdens? You know, give me, you know, because I will take care of you. You know, as it says in the 11th chapter of Mark, when we pray and believe that all things are possible, God will bless us. As it says in Hebrews 11:6, if we have faith, then we please God and he will reward us. You know, we just don't know what our future holds. We don't know what's going to happen. And we have to have faith, faith that God's going to take care of the situation. And, you know, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith and not by sight. All things are possible and we may not see it, but definitely things can happen that all of a sudden when we have the baby, it somehow works out.
Definitely. I remember a call we got from our daughter, fast forward many years, when she was working in a pregnancy clinic. And she called us one day and she's like, please, please pray for this girl I just met with. She said it could have been me. And she said when they did the ultrasound, by that time the clinic had an ultrasound. When they did the ultrasound, it showed twins. And because
wow.
this girl herself had twin sisters, that made a huge difference. But she still left and she wasn't sure. But praise God, she did have her babies. They're about 7 years old now. Both the mom and dad are so in love with these kids. And to think that it could have ended differently, and it does for some people, is just tragic.
Well, when you say what could people do, too, that same lady who had twins, it was a matter of, well, I can't afford to do this, just as you said. But Kathy and the Respect Life Committee at St. Martin's in Yorba Linda, they had a shower for her. Get two baby beds, you know, two car seats, and a truckload of diapers, you know, for these kids, because there are ways to get the financial help, that it isn't a financial decision in most cases.
My brothers and sisters, with God, all things are possible. Some of you right now are listening. Some of you are pregnant. Some of you are saying to yourself, I don't know how the future possibly can allow me to keep this baby. Yes, the Lord can and will allow you to keep this baby when you trust in Him, when you believe in Him. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that God loves us passionately and God will bring support to us some way, somehow.
Well, I think the big thing to remember is it's just 1 minute at a time. People take that giant leap forward and they think, what will my life be like? What would the baby's
Amen.
Life be like?
Amen.
And we all just need to know that God will be with us every second of every day, and He'll help see us through anything that comes our way.
And we see that out of Scripture, right? You know, that whatever issues come, God has prepared us and will give us the trained support. And you take a look at the fourth chapter of Philippians, in which it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And it says in that chapter that God will provide us the strength that we need. And in verse 419, it says that He will supply our needs, not our wants, but our needs according to His riches and glory. Yes, my brothers and sisters, some of you are facing challenges right now. Some of you are facing issues in which you're saying, I don't know how this is all going to work out. But the interesting thing, Ken, is that we're not supposed to know how it's supposed to work out. We're supposed to just trust in God, because no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. As you mentioned, Kathy, it's 1 minute at a time. But trusting in God is transforming.
When we opened the pregnancy center, it took an awful lot of prayer and an awful lot of trusting God to think that, you know, we could open a pregnancy center. I mean, really? That wouldn't ever in my thought process.
Right.
To do that. And when you trust God, He'll give you the strength and He'll give you the resources. How are we going to get the money, you know, to open a pregnancy? And once we get the money just to open it, how are we going to sustain that? And God provides. I still think it's phenomenal that we opened this, we were able to do that. But when you look back and say, well, why are you surprised? God did that. You know, and God gave you the strength to do it.
You know, that Indiana Jones movie, did you ever watch those movies? When he has to have that leap of faith, do you remember that one
right,
with the
right.
Holy Grail? And he couldn't see that bridge, mm-hmm. right? But he had to take a step, and then all of a sudden the bridge appeared, right?
Right.
You know, and that's what happens. It's like, take a step of faith, take a leap of faith, that somehow, some way, God's going to provide. And as you said, Kathy, it's a minute at a time. But let's say someone right now is, we know our listening audience, they're praying, they're deciding, and so forth. What should they do? Should they call Heartbeat International and get in front of somebody to give them, or just listen on the phone, or what do they do?
Well, I definitely recommend they call. And by calling, they'll find out their closest pregnancy center or clinic. Mm-hmm. They'll be linked, you know, with that number. And just making that initial step forward could save their life and could save the life of their baby.
And their entire life, my brothers and sisters, your entire life, you will never regret it. You'll never regret keeping this child. You'll never regret it. But you're going to regret the opposite if you lose the child through abortion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know that in unison? You know, it was like through the Holy Spirit, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. With God, God loves us so much. He loves us so passionately. This is how much God loves us. He loves us so much that he had you tune in to this show right at this moment to listen to this show on why you should keep your baby, why that baby is blessed, why that baby is going to be a blessing for you. Because children are a huge blessing, right, Kathy?
They absolutely are. I can't imagine our life without our two daughters and our six grandsons. So it's a beautiful life. Just give them a chance. Let them be born. Love them into life.
And I know there's always fear. I know as a man, we have three children. Every child that we had, I said, I better start working harder, you know. How am I going to afford having these children? But you know what? When you trust in God, all things are possible. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Powered by the Spirit. We'll be right back to talk more about the pro-life movement and Heartbeat International.
In L.A. County, there are more than 28,000 children in foster care. And sadly, every day more children enter the system. But their story doesn't have to end there. Maybe you've been thinking about starting or expanding your family. If so, there's a child in foster care waiting for you. A simple visit to fosterall.org can change the course of a child's life and yours. As a proud partner with the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, Foster All takes the guesswork out of navigating the foster adopt process and will match you with a foster family agency that suits your needs. Each agency is different, so let Foster All be your guide. Log on to fosterall.org. There's a community of amazing people waiting to support your decision to love a child, and Foster All is right beside you the entire way. Do you have room in your heart and your home for a child? Begin your journey with Foster All today at fosterall.org. That's fosterall.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you are on Empowered by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit empowering us. And we're talking about the pro-life movement and Heartbeat International with two incredibly wonderful people. I think I have spent the whole entire show saying how great you guys are. Ken and Kathy Clark, who were former board members of Heartbeat International, a total of 22 years. Ken, chairman of the board. Kathy, for 13 years. You know, and they are so passionate to support and defend life. And as Catholics, that's what we're called to do. So let's talk about reality of where things are. In the midst of crisis, and certainly an unplanned pregnancy, I think pretty much is a crisis in most cases, right? And people are saying, okay, now what? I can't necessarily talk to my parents, or I can't talk to my brothers and sisters necessarily, or my best friend even. I don't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to. There is a number you can call to talk to someone that's safe. 800-712-HELP. 800-712-4357. That's Heartbeat International number. But I really believe, Ken, one of the most important things we can ever do is learn how to pray at any time. But certainly in that moment of trial, think of so many people, the good thief on the cross, think of the centurion, think of so many people that basically were in crisis. Look at the Psalms and King David. All of us, as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, we need to praise God. In all circumstances, we need to pray. But some people just don't know how to pray, especially in times of trial. How do we pray? Okay, here we have this crisis. What do we do?
I think it's twofold. Number one, I think you have to listen. You have to get to a quiet place. And if that's go to a church or go to adoration or go somewhere where you can be quiet and you can listen. And God doesn't really care how you pray. I mean, just have a conversation, you know, with God. Yes, you can pray the rosary. You can pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There are ways to pray, but you need to listen. And you need to go to somewhere quiet to do it. Now, having said all of that, Kathy and I, ever since I retired here 4 years ago, maybe.
You're busier than ever. Don't tell me you retired. No,
yeah. I seem to be. But we go to Planned Parenthood every week.
That's amazing.
Every week. We did it last week in the rain.
That's
and
so awesome.
And we pray the rosary outside of Planned Parenthood. Now, what's happened with those prayers? God's going to use those prayers now. And he's going to use them for his good. And that's, you know, what we do. In fact, right after this show, we're headed to Planned Parenthood to pray the rosary.
I told you they were saints. I told you they were saints. You know, the amazing thing is that there is not a single prayer that is wasted. There's not a single prayer by someone who is fervently praying, calling out to God, that God does not hear. God hears prayers. Kathy?
When I was on the Respect Life Committee at St. Martin's, and our new pastor, not so new now, but Father C came, he's been there quite a few years now, but we had been praying once a quarter as a parish Respect Life Committee in front of Planned Parenthood. I went to Father C to make sure that we could continue doing that, and his answer to me was, why do you do it just three times a year?
Amen.
So I want to invite
Father C.
Big fans of Father C. But I would encourage anyone in this listening area to come join us every first Saturday of the month, rain or shine, at Planned Parenthood about 9 o'clock. And we pray a beautiful rosary for life.
Awesome. Awesome. Which is really, really amazing.
And usually have around 40 to 50 people.
Yeah. And I've been there several times, and it's such a moving experience. To have the body of Christ come together, interceding together, where two or more are gathered in my name, ask anything, it shall be done. And I believe, as you said, Ken, there's miracles after miracles after miracles that are happening out there.
And we might not know it, you know, from standing outside of Planned Parenthood. But we know that there are miracles, and we know that God listens to the prayers, and we know God takes action. We might not know what that is right now.
Amen. Amen. Now, again, what we call fervent prayer, which is prayers from the heart, you know, the most challenging, longest journey is 18 inches from the head to the heart. Praying from your heart changes everything, because that's what God wants. God wants to hear you. God wants you fervently asking him, praising him, asking him to take over your life, asking him to take over your situation. Really, really important. But I am going to turn now to the Blessed Mother. Because the Blessed Mother, loves us so much with her Immaculate Heart, is interceding for us, interceding for families as she did at Cana, interceding for babies. Your thought on the intervention of the Blessed Mother and the importance of turning to the Blessed Mother in our time of trial, Kathy?
Well, I would say Mary obviously was the first one that said yes to life.
Amen. Amen.
So
in a trial situation,
very much a trial situation. I mean, she could have faced a lot, and I'm sure she did face a lot. But with her yes to life began a life in Christ that none of us would have had.
Amen.
So I think, you know, that's why we're there. I will say, when we're in front of Planned Parenthood, sometimes we get an occasional not so friendly wave. But it somehow reinforces us that we are there for a purpose, that God has a purpose for us. And I know he hears our prayers, and I know he answers them.
You know, and again, I want to emphasize the power of the rosary, because it's so important. Turn to the rosary. Turn to your Blessed Mother. Turn to the rosary and just ask her to intercede for your family. I know what changed my life. Because I never had a devotion to the Blessed Mother growing up at all. Mm-hmm. Even my grandmother did, my mother somewhat, but especially my grandmother, always praying the rosary during Mass. I never prayed the rosary. But when my children were teenagers, I went to a church during the middle of the day, because if I said red, they said green. If I said purple, they said blue. You know, whatever I said was wrong. I didn't know what to do. And I show up at this church in the middle of the day. I said, Lord, I have no idea what to do. Everything I do is wrong as a father. And maybe some of you feel that way right now as a father or mother. Well, I felt the Lord's presence saying, pray a decade of the rosary every day for each member of your family, for your wife, for your children. And that was well over 30 years ago. And I have to say that I haven't missed a day. And God's intervention and blessing through the rosary, through the Blessed Mother, changes everything. And so when you do have the family, if you have one now or coming family, do not forget to pray the rosary and pray a decade for each member of your family. It will make a huge difference.
Deacon Steve, you reminded me when you said that you didn't pray the rosary. I didn't grow up Catholic. You know, and I enjoyed.
So you really didn't pray the rosary.
And that was my one issue when I sat down with the priest.
Sure.
And I could believe in the true presence. But I asked the priest, I said, do I ever have to pray the rosary if I join the Catholic Church? And his comment, I still remember it, says, no, a lot of Catholics don't pray the rosary. Don't worry about that. And today.
There it is.
I carry my rosary with me everywhere I go.
Yes. That, De Caloris, maybe, a little bit?
Absolutely. I think that's the first time I prayed the rosary was when I made my Crucio weekend.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And it's so important, you know, and I'm going to challenge the Knights of Columbus, too, because you're supposed to have a rosary in your pocket at all times, and many do not. But wherever I go, I have a rosary in my pocket, praying the rosary three times a day. Now, this doesn't make me super, you know, whatever, but I just know that the power of the rosary is so important. And I want to, I'm just bringing that out because those in family crisis, whether it be deciding to have a child and so forth and how that child's going to be raised and where it's coming from, but you could be in a crisis, financial crisis, job crisis, you know, relationship crisis, marriage crisis, whatever it is. And the Blessed Mother is there to help us.
Yeah, I agree with what you said earlier about it used to seem like it was for our grandmas and
right.
our mothers.
Right.
But I know that anyone who prays the rosary will feel such comfort. The mysteries of the rosary are beautiful to contemplate.
You know, and it's so important in front of that abortion clinic, right, to pray the prayers of the rosary, right? Very, very important.
That's exactly what we do. We pray the rosary there. And when we go as St. Martin's, there is a whole list for each decade of the rosary put out by Priests for Life that you contemplate on what that decade of the rosary means for life, especially outside an abortion center.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. You also brought up, because this ministry is very much a proponent of divine mercy, and we've got a major, major conference coming up in a couple different places, two major conferences. But Divine Mercy Chaplet is also very important. But one of the most important things is understanding God's mercy. And God's mercy is always there. Mercy to those that have had abortions, but mercy to those that, you know, threw out of wedlock, let's say, became pregnant or whatever the circumstance. And it's important to turn to God's mercy.
We know. I think we know in our heads that God is merciful and that he will forgive us for all. But we have to, I do believe we have to ask him. We have to come to him. We have to be humble before him and just lay it out. He knows it anyway.
My brothers and sisters, Matthew 7:7, Luke 11:9. I'm with two scripture scholars here, so they will expound on Matthew 7:7 and Luke 11:9. But it's very important before you hear their commentary that you understand the power of these words. And I'm just going to start out to help you a little bit. Ask and you will
receive.
Seek and you will
find.
Knock.
And the door shall be open.
See how good they are? Woohoo! 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 You know what? So many times we see in the letter of St. James, we get not because we ask not. You know, those that are in crisis pregnancies, have you really asked the Lord for a miracle? Have you asked the Lord to intercede? When you ask him, when you seek him with all of your heart, soul, might, and strength, as it says in Matthew 5:6, that we need to hunger and thirst for righteousness, God's will, and then we'll be filled and satisfied, which is one of the Beatitudes, the fourth Beatitude. But we have to ask him, seek him, we have to knock, we have to be it, and have that expectant faith that God is going to answer us.
Amen.
Amen. And when we have that expected faith that God is going to answer us, he'll answer us, Ken, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think sometimes you hear that, you know, we only pray when we want something. And we only pray when we're in a crisis. And I'm kind of like, okay, that's fine. Because you will gain from it. You will learn from it. And then maybe you will pray your prayers of thanksgiving, you know, when you're not in that crisis.
Amen.
But it's okay, you know,
it is okay
to seek God when you are in a crisis.
What's the saying that there's no atheists in foxholes? I mean, the bottom line is that when you're in time of crisis, I'm not saying God causes it because God doesn't cause it, but he may allow it to happen because he wants to get your attention too, right? I mean, the reality is that God is constantly knocking, you know, we're knocking and he's going to open the door. We open the door for him. But the bottom line is this, he's waiting for us to turn to him.
I would just say there's a purpose for everything, and I think we often don't understand at the time that we're going through it what the reason is, but when you look back on your life, you can, hindsight is perfect, right?
Hindsight's 20/20,
yeah.
Right? This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to be right back to talk more about God's supernatural intervention in your life called a miracle. We'll be right back.
This is John Romeri, Director of Music at Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. We are just months away from the dedication of our beautiful cathedral, but in the meantime, we have some spectacular concerts at Christ Cathedral. Check out our website at ChristCathedralMusic.org or our Facebook page at Christ Cathedral Music. We'd love to see you here.
Christ Cathedral Concerts, great music in a sacred place. For tickets, visit ChristCathedralMusic.org. The passing of a loved one is a difficult and often sorrowful step in life's journey. The helpful and supportive staff at the Cathedral Memorial Garden Cemetery, located on the 34-acre iconic Christ Cathedral campus in the center of Orange County, are here to assist you and your family through this transition. The more than 1 acre Cathedral Memorial Gardens is unique in Orange County, offering a central location, serene garden-like grounds, majestic fountains, and a dramatic statuary, all set within the soaring architectural gem of the Christ Cathedral campus. Cathedral Memorial Gardens now has beautiful glass front niches. Single, companion, and family four spaces are now available with interior LED lighting with decorative trim that will display your loved one's urn with dignity forever. For more information, please visit memorialgardens.christcathedralcalifornia.org or contact 714-489-6102, 714-489-6102.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we're on Empowered by the Spirit with two of my very close friends, Ken and Kathy Clark, that are really my role models in so many ways.
You are way too kind.
No, it's true, though. And they have been board members for a combined total of 22 years, and Ken was chairman of the board. This is Ken and Kathy Clark. We're talking about the pro-life movement. We're talking about Heartbeat International, how we can all make a difference. Because when we ask the Lord to be used, we will be used. I believe that there's a direct ratio that to the extent that we want to be used is the extent that we will be used. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not sure it's a matter of wanting. Mm-hmm. I think it is a matter of just putting yourself in a position, you know, that you will say yes.
At least you're not saying no, right?
Yeah, don't say no. You pray about it. And you're receptive to it. You know,
right.
When something comes up, you're not a matter of, no, God, that's not what I meant when I
exactly.
said I would do your will. And I personally found myself saying that, you know, praying in the morning, you know, God put me in a position to do your will. And then the afternoon saying, well, I didn't mean that, though.
Yeah, so many times, you know, you think of Moses, right? What did Moses say? Hey, don't pick me. I stutter, you know. And what did Peter say? Depart from me, I'm a sinful man. I mean, my brothers and sisters, so many times someone is asking you to be a Eucharistic minister or to be an extraordinary minister, you know, is asking you to make a difference in a ministry, make a difference in joining this organization, Knights of Columbus, let's say, or whatever it might be. to make a difference, and you say, oh, well, that's not me. I don't have the ability. I don't have the talent. Well, there is Respect Life organizations in virtually every parish that people can be part of, and you obviously were intimately part of and are part of Respect Life for your parish. What can they do as part of a Respect Life group? Or even if there isn't one in their parish, they can certainly be part of starting one.
Well, every parish, number one, should have a Respect Life committee. There's training that they can go to, meetings they can go to at the diocese, probably every diocese across the country. Certainly we have it in our diocese. And I would just say, take that leap of faith, that one step, and you'll just be amazed at what can happen to a parish. St. Martin's is probably, at this point, one of the most pro-life parishes that we've ever been a part of. A big part of that is because of our pastor, Father C., but it's also the many, many great people, our deacons. We have three deacons. They go with us to Planned Parenthood.
And they are awesome.
They are awesome.
Give them a shout-out. Who are they?
Deacon Dennis Zahn, Deacon Nick Shirk, and Deacon Mark Murphy.
And they are awesome. So hopefully they're listening to the show or will be listening to it. And, you know, they're awesome.
I want to add, we have an amazing associate right now, too, Father Wong.
Awesome.
So we have.
And he goes, too.
And he goes, too. So we are truly blessed, but it just starts with taking one small step.
And how do they find out more about how to have a Respect Life committee or how to make a difference in praying in front of Planned Parenthood clinics, or just how to make a difference? Is there a number? Well, the Heartbeat International number, but is there any other numbers that they could call?
Heartbeat International probably isn't the right one to call for a Respect Life committee at your local parish. If someone wants to call me and
talk about it,
you can call me, and I have no problem giving you my phone number.
What's your number?
951-906-2621. But first, you probably need to talk to your pastor, you know, and say, I want to start this. And the pastor, if you go and say, we want to start this, the pastor is going to say, why don't you start it?
If you say, I want you to start this, it's going to come back to you.
Amen. And you know what? Just talk it around with people around you, because you're not the only one that feels this way.
Right.
And whether or not you're part of a Respect Life committee now, and you want to invite more people, or whether or not you want to start one, there are many, many people out there. But, you know, sometimes we feel, oh, we don't want to share with other people. But, you know, what do we really have to lose? We really don't have anything to lose and so much to gain.
A lot of times people don't want to be the leader because they don't feel qualified. But I guess I would like to just leave you with a thought that God does not call the equipped. He equips the called.
Woohoo! Can we quote that? Yeah, that is a good one. Is that an official Kathy Clark?
No.
You're talking from someone else. Okay.
Once the Respect Life, you know, group is put together, there are a lot of things, you know, that Respect Life can do. You know, and it's certainly getting the word out, praying in front of an abortion clinic, also raising money. I mean, all the pro-life organizations out there need people and money in order to be able to exist in an effort to help the people that come in that are in crisis pregnancies. It does take funds to be able to do that. And there are ways to raise those funds. The diocese, you know, helps with that too, because they sponsor one of the efforts that is made to raise funds for the pro-life pregnancy centers and clinics here in Orange County.
And our U.S. bishops are very, obviously, very pro-life and very supportive. And so you're following the will of the Catholic Church to be pro-life, and you're following the will of the bishops, which is really, really important. So the question, my brothers and sisters, you're listening to this show. God allowed you to listen to this show. The really question is, how can you make a difference? And you can make a difference in so many different ways. And let's tick them off. You can make a difference through prayer, correct?
Absolutely.
You can make a difference through finding out about Respect Life in your parish. You can make a difference by joining that group or starting a group. You can make a difference by calling Heartbeat International and maybe saying, hey, I want to be part of this, or donate to it, or be part of the solution. Your thoughts on that, Kathy?
Oh, I'm just thinking woman to woman, mother to daughter, father to daughter. What you say in a moment when someone comes in and tells you that they're pregnant and they didn't mean to be, what you say in that moment can have profound difference in their life, but in the life of your family and truly in the world.
And you know, one thing, and I believe this is from the Holy Spirit that just, you know, put this in my heart. How many times do families talk about another person that had an unplanned pregnancy or, you know, and what you say as a mother and father to your daughter is something your daughter will always remember.
Right.
So as whatever you say as it relates to the importance of life, the importance of protecting life, I think it's so important because children just remember everything we say. And it's so important that maybe it isn't about your own personal family, but you're a witness to your family about how you support life.
Well, absolutely, you are a witness. And even if you don't discuss it with your kids, them seeing you involved, you know, will have an impact on your kids.
Exactly, exactly. When you volunteer, when you're involved, it just makes such a big difference. I want to go back to the men, too, because there are organizations that really will counsel men, and Heartbeat International, I'm sure, is involved in that too. And men need a lot of help. You know, men that are going through this crisis as to how to be supportive to their partner who is pregnant, right? Ken, you know.
Well, absolutely. I can't name a group here. I know Obria had a group here of men,
right?
You know, who helped counsel, you know, prospective fathers who were having trouble with their girlfriend, their wife, you know, having a baby right here when it wasn't planned. And I know there was a group that they had. I don't know that it still exists, but those groups are equally as important because the man sometimes encourages the abortion.
Exactly.
And if they encourage birth, you know, you're going to have a better chance of that woman making the right decision and making a decision for life.
And this is the time to turn to Jesus, the time to go to reconciliation, the time to really receive the body and blood of Christ, go to confession, receive the body and blood of Christ, make a difference, go to adoration, pray the rosaries as we talked about, have fervent prayer, right, Kathy? I mean, this is the time to do that.
This is the time, and it's up to us to make a difference so that we don't have 61 million and one abortions.
Amen. Amen. And you never know the difference you're going to make when you counsel someone and just give them your thoughts. But the most important thing we can do is to love. It's to love passionately, to love those that are in crisis, those that have unplanned pregnancies. That's not the time to sit there and tell them how messed up they are and give them judgment and so forth. That's the time to love them even more.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the word love. And Heartbeat International actually teaches something called the Love Approach.
Nice.
Love Approach is an acronym for listen and learn. And part of listening is being silent, but asking the questions that you feel that your daughter or your friend, there are so many questions going on in her head that you just need to help her kind of take a step back and listen and learn to where she is right now. And then next, you need to offer options.
Remember, my brothers and sisters, Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those who love Christ Jesus. Don't be part of condemning anybody that has made a mistake, who has sinned, who has done things maybe that they shouldn't have done. This is the time to love them. Certainly, we encourage them to go to reconciliation.
Right.
Certainly, we encourage them to turn to Jesus, turn to the church. But you are not to be judged. And jury, remember what scripture says, as we forgive, so are we forgiven. As we judge, so are we judged. So it's so, so important that we remember to love passionately those that are in trial, those that have unplanned pregnancies, those that are going through these challenging time in their lives. Final thoughts that you have, Kathy?
Well, I would just say, if getting back to the love, I would just like to talk about that a minute. Listen and learn, offer options, give them vision and value, because at that moment, they're probably at the lowest part of their life, and then extend and enable, help them get the help that they need. Help is out there, but they just need to take a leap, a step toward the right direction.
Amen. And you'll never regret it. You'll never regret.
As I said, I've never met a woman who was sorry she gave birth to a child.
Amen.
Unfortunately, I've met many who are sorry they didn't.
Ken, final thought.
Everybody needs to know that there is always hope, and there is always help. And if you get put in that position and you need that help, remember the phone number we gave you for Option Line that is operated by Heartbeat at 800-712-HELP or 712-4357.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, worship you, and glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us to be your sons, your adopted sons and daughters. Those that have challenging pregnancies, we ask for the gift of wisdom. We ask for protection for the unborn. We ask blessings upon the mother and father. We ask, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit to descend upon all of us to heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically through the intercession of our blessed mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God Amen. Bless you all. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You have been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.